Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Listen, this has been the most exciting days for me to see what's taking place with the United Nations.
Yes, we thought we'd never be able to say something like that.
Oh, yeah, there's so many things that we get to say now that we couldn't say. And I know we went through, Babylon and that type of thing.
The Dark
Revelation
Ages.
Chapter 11, and we're describing basically the UN and things that are going on, and is it, we didn't know. But we saw that, and then you see a place like PragerU, Prager University, come out and bring some truths out. It's a systematic truths. But John, what are they saying here in regards about the fairness?
Well, they're talking about what's been happening to Israel, the United Nations. And there's a lot of lies been going on, and they really break it down so you really understand. Israel's been under attack for a long time. In fact, we're going to go straight to PragerU now.
193 countries in the United Nations today. Of these, one has been singled out as an especially egregious offender of the organization's mandate to preserve and enhance human freedom and tolerance. Can you guess which it is? It has about 7 million citizens, of whom a fifth are Arab. The government is vibrantly democratic, its press wide open, and religious freedom fully respected. Women have equal rights and gays live openly. The answer is Israel. Here are some facts. 38% of all the resolutions of the United Nations Human Rights Council, the UN's top human rights body, that are critical of specific countries have been directed at Israel alone. The Council has a permanent agenda that governs every regular session. This agenda is composed of 10 items, one of which is always reserved for criticizing Israel. Between 2006, when the Council was created, and 2012, it published 48 reports condemning Israel. During that same period, there were 9 reports on Syria's mass killings and torture of its own citizens, 3 on Iran's genocide-threatening regime, and not one on, for example, China, which denies more than 1 billion people elementary freedoms. I could go on, but I think you get the idea. So we are faced with a choice. Either there's something very wrong with Israel that I'm not telling you about, or there's something very wrong with the United Nations that you should know about. Let's look into the history of both. First, Israel. Ever since its establishment, voted for by the United Nations, by the way, in 1948, Israel has had to fight its neighbors solely in order to survive. It has endured innumerable acts of terrorism, the most intense from 2000 to 2005, the so-called Second Intifada, in which children and other innocents were blown up in places like pizza parlors and buses and at weddings. It still suffers from rocket attacks against civilians from the Gaza Strip, which is controlled by a terror group, Hamas, whose stated reason for existence is to destroy Israel. Israel has developed a strong military and a web of security fences and walls to protect itself. Do these security measures cause hardships to people who must deal with this network? Yes, they do. Israel would like nothing better than to tear all these fences and walls down. But bitter experience informs it as to what would happen if it did. Is Israel a perfect country? Of course not. But it is one of the freest and most open societies in the world. That's Israel's history. Here's the UN's. In 1949, when the UN admitted Israel as a member state, the UN had 58 member countries and a clear democratic and pro-Western orientation. Today, the UN has 193 member countries, most of which are not even free. Among its many negative changes, the UN changed the principle of self-determination from a post-World War II, post-Holocaust human rights principle to a tool to wield against the West, especially against Israel. This reached its fullest expression at the notorious Durban Conference, held in South Africa in 2001. The Durban Conference was billed as a UN world conference against racism and intolerance, but it turned into an orgy of anti-Israel and anti-Jew propaganda. Of all the bad actors in the world, the final Durban Declaration found one state guilty of racial discrimination. You guessed it, Israel. The Durban Declaration, however, remains to this day the centerpiece of the UN's allegedly anti-racism agenda. There's only one country in the world whose very legitimacy is questioned. Only one country that is openly threatened with annihilation. That country is Israel. And what has the United Nations done about it? Worse than nothing. It has itself become a global platform for anti-Semitism and the destruction of the Jewish state. I'm Anne Bayefsky, director of the Turo Human Rights Institute for Prager University.
Man, she did an excellent job of explaining what we've been talking about for years and trying to explain what was going on. Never understanding why Nikki Haley's going like, this has to stop, right?
Thank God for it, because for many, many years, you had the communist voting bloc joined the Arab nations, and they were continually sanctioning Israel. I mean, not China, not North Korea,
right.
Not Iran,
right.
Israel.
Not Syria.
The
over half a million people have been killed right around that.
With chemical weapons.
Yes.
And
war.
The United Nations has done nothing.
Right.
And so we finally have a president, and we have an ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, who is going to stand for American interests as well as our only friend and ally, Israel.
Do we have her talking?
We do. In fact, there's great news, and I'll let Nikki tell you what's happening at the UN as it relates to the Human Rights Council and the United States. Watch this.
1 year ago, I traveled to the United Nations Human Rights Council in Geneva. On that occasion, I outlined the U.S. priorities for advancing human rights, and I declared our intent to remain a part of the Human Rights Council if essential reforms were achieved. These reforms were needed in order to make the Council a serious advocate for human rights. For too long, the Human Rights Council has been a protector of human rights abusers and a cesspool of political bias. Regrettably, it is now clear that our call for reform was not heeded. Human rights abusers continue to serve on and be elected to the Council. The world's most inhumane regimes continue to escape scrutiny. And the Council continues politicizing and scapegoating of countries with positive human rights records in an attempt to distract from the abusers in their ranks. Therefore, as we said we would do a year ago, if we did not see any progress, the United States is officially withdrawing from the UN Human Rights Council.
This is so powerful because America is helping people all around the world. We're blessing folks, and there's all kinds of things that are happening around the world. But in regards to the UN, they were taking the taxpayers' money from America, and they were hurting people, hurting Israel, hurting the cause of democracy across the world. And they're like, we're pulling out. This is so huge. And guess what? UN can change their ways. They can restructure themselves and then get back in alignment with their original intent. And we got to go here. But listen, pray for the peace of Israel. God will bless you. We want to thank God for Nikki Haley standing up for what's going on. This is going to be some good things are going to happen because of this. Comment below. We want to hear from you. What do you think about this taking place, including what took place at Oxford University? We want to pray for you right now. Father God, we just bless our audience. We speak healing over those that need healing, God. And we ask you right now, Father God, send revival. Send a third grade awakening, God. And we ask you in the name of Jesus, end abortion in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation live.